Nice to see you in God's house. It's nice to be in God's house. It's a wonderful day God's given us. And I appreciated the hymns we just sang and thought about the lyrics as we were going along and how I needed those for my own life. And maybe you felt the same way. I don't know for sure. I remember years ago, Brother Chuck Bennett, who was our missionary to Mexico, saying in Mexico, when they would call out a scripture passage for the people to turn to, as a person would find, they would say, Amen. And so I think I'll experiment with that here this morning and see how that works out, okay? Everybody understand? I'm going to give you the reference, and when you find it, you just go ahead and say Amen out loud. All right, 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5. 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5. Well, if you can't say amen, you can say, oh me, I reckon, okay? Thanks for your cooperation in that. It's good. It certainly is good that we have the Word of God. I finished high school in 1958 in Saluda, South Carolina, and got a job in a country store a couple miles from where I live and worked there a couple years. And it became my responsibility from time to time to go up and down all the aisles and check all the cans on the shelves and write them down and how many cans were there and how much each can was. In other words, taking an inventory of the stock in that grocery store. And then in 1960, Phyllis and I got married. We moved to Aiken, South Carolina. And I got a job at a Winn-Dixie store and went to Southern Methodist College at night. And it was interesting to me that the Winn-Dixie Company had their own auditors, and periodically a couple guys would come in the store with a calculator, and they'd be walking down the aisles in fashion I could think. They'd say, so-and-so and so-and-so, so-and-so and so-and-so. Some guy was looking at it. He didn't put his hands on the item. He just looked at them, I guess, estimated, said, how many at such and such price? The other guy was recording all of that. And that was certainly a faster way to take an inventory than I was taking one on a piece of paper about 3 feet wide by 2 feet high and writing, filling in little dots and blanks. Taking the inventory is a pretty good task if you never have done that. Well, I'm sure you know what that is. But we need to take an inventory of our lives and take an inventory of our relationship with God. And so in 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5, Paul wrote to the church at Corinth and said, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. In other words, take a spiritual inventory. Examine yourself. We are encouraged to have physical exams every year and get our teeth checked a couple times a year and get our eyes checked a few times a year and follow up on a lot of our health issues. But how often do we take a look at our spiritual standing with God? When's the last time you have taken a spiritual inventory of your own life? It seems to be easier for us to examine other people and criticize them and find fault with others than it is to examine our own heart and life before Almighty God. So Paul says, examine yourselves. that I've said will prompt you to take a spiritual inventory and see how you really stand with the Lord. And if you find you're coming up short, you need to have a little talk with Jesus, maybe a long talk with Him. Confess your sins. Ask His forgiveness, His cleansing. Ask Him to embolden you to speak to somebody else about the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for giving us Your holy word. Your word is the inerrant word of God. Your word is forever settled in heaven. Thank You for planning a way of salvation for those who will receive Your Son, the Lord Jesus. We admit none of us are deserving or worthy of having everlasting life and spend eternity in heaven with You. But we sure do thank You that You were willing by Your grace to do that for each and all who will trust in Your Son, the Lord Jesus. Help us to individually examine our heart and life before You. See how we stand with You. And if we need to do business with You, that we'll do that and get everything under the blood. Bless these dear people today and this week. And we will give You thanks for it all. In Jesus' name, amen.